Welcome back to the Mbaga Media Finance Podcast. Today, we're diving deep into a critical topic shaping the future of one of the world's most iconic cities, New York City's economic development and the central role of affordability.
That's right. We've been looking at recent insights from Andrew Kimball, the president and CEO of the NYC Economic Development Corporation, and his perspective is really compelling. He suggests that the mayor-elect's focus on affordability wasn't just a campaign talking point. It resonated deeply with voters because it speaks to a fundamental economic reality.
Exactly. Kimball frames affordability not as a social issue to be managed, but as a core economic development imperative. This shift in perspective is crucial. It means we're not just talking about housing costs as a problem, but as a key lever for growth and prosperity. The central idea is that New York City's long-term economic health is directly tied to its ability to tackle its affordability crisis.
It's like a visual metaphor, isn't it? Imagine the vibrant, bustling image of New York on one side, and on the other, a stark for-rent sign with an astronomical price. Kimball is highlighting that this isn't just about a popular slogan, it's about the lived economic reality of New Yorkers. It points to a widespread desire for solutions that tangibly improve their daily lives and economic prospects.
Absolutely. And when we talk about affordability, we're really talking about ensuring New York remains a place where diverse talent, from recent graduates to experienced professionals, can actually afford to live, work, and innovate. Kimball, in his role, brings a very pragmatic, business-oriented view to this, emphasizing the bottom-line impact. It's a narrative pivot that's essential for understanding the city's potential.
He's arguing that understanding affordability's role in economic development is the first step to unlocking the city's true, unhindered potential for sustained growth. Let's dive into Section 1, which elaborates on this, affordability as a driver of economic function.
Great. So, what does Kimball mean by affordability being fundamentally an economic development issue in practical terms? He explains it means shifting our focus from just providing housing to understanding how housing costs directly influence the city's economic engine. Think about workforce retention when essential workers like teachers and nurses can't afford to live near where they work, businesses feel the strain.
That's a critical point. Staffing shortages and increased operational costs become very real problems for businesses. It's not an abstract issue, it directly impedes economic function. And beyond that, there's the multiplier effect of disposable income. When New Yorkers aren't crushed by housing costs, they spend more locally.
Precisely. That money circulates, fueling retail, restaurants, arts, and culture, creating a virtuous cycle of growth. He uses the visual of economic leakage versus money retained locally. Imagine money flowing out due to high housing payments versus that same money circulating within the city, supporting small businesses and creating jobs. It's a tangible impact.
And he brings in comparative analysis, looking at cities like Austin or Miami, which saw growth partly due to relative affordability, though they now face their own challenges. Conversely, cities where costs escalated have seen a hollowing out of the middle class. Companies considering relocation absolutely factor in the cost of living for their employees.
So, a city where talented people can afford to live is inherently more attractive for business growth. Kimball's emphasis on the economic development angle is powerful because it speaks to business imperatives, not just social needs. The opportunity cost of inaction on affordability is immense. What economic potential is being lost?
That's the question we need to be asking. By treating affordability as a strategic economic driver, not just a social burden, New York can unlock new growth avenues, foster inclusivity, and ensure long-term competitiveness. This shift from reactive social policy to proactive economic strategy is key.
Moving on to Section 2, the brilliance of an affordability-first strategy. Kimball calls this focus brilliant, which suggests a deep understanding of market dynamics and voter sentiment. It's not just pandering, it's recognizing a fundamental truth about the city's population.
Right, the resonance isn't limited to one group. It suggests a broad base of New Yorkers across income levels and boroughs feel the pinch and are looking for solutions. This shared experience creates significant political capital, empowering policymakers to pursue bold initiatives, even if they require investment or policy shifts.
And why is it brilliant? Perhaps compared to past approaches that didn't always link housing policies directly to their broader economic impact, or viewed them solely through a social lens. The risk with an affordability-first strategy is that it demands significant innovation and investment, but the reward, as Kimball implies, is immense.
The brilliance, I think, lies in its directness and universality. Almost everyone in New York is affected by housing costs, whether renting, owning, or searching. This creates a common ground, a shared understanding that can unite diverse groups behind a common solution. It's a smart economic bet.
It's a gamble on the idea that by addressing the most fundamental cost of living, the city can unlock new growth, foster equity, and redefine its future. It acknowledges that the economic health of New York is inseparable from the economic well-being of its residents. This leads us to Section 3, Building Long-Term Strength Through Affordability.
This section really pushes us to think long-term. What does an affordable New York look like in 20, 50 years? The benefits are substantial. Innovation and entrepreneurship can flourish when living costs are manageable, freeing up capital and reducing the risk for startups. This fosters a more dynamic and resilient economy.
And consider the demographic implications. Affordability is key to attracting and retaining young talent and families, the future workforce and creative energy of the city. It's not just about population size, but the quality and diversity of that population. A city where people can afford to build a life is a stronger city.
Absolutely. Affordability is also intrinsically linked to resilience. A city where residents aren't perpetually on the brink financially is better equipped to weather economic downturns or other challenges. The entire urban fabric becomes stronger and more adaptable when its people have a foundation of economic security.
Achieving these long-term goals will require concerted effort, likely involving public-private partnerships. By prioritizing affordability now, New York isn't just fixing a current crisis, it's investing in a more robust, dynamic, and enduring economic future. It's laying the groundwork for sustained prosperity.
Ensuring the city remains a place where diverse individuals and families can thrive for generations. This transitions nicely into Section 4, the ripple effect, investing in people, investing in the city.
This is where we see how affordability isn't just about housing units, but about cultivating an environment where human capital can thrive. If the cost of living is too high, the risk associated with taking a leap, starting a business, pursuing a career in the arts, becomes insurmountable for many. That talent, that potential, often goes elsewhere.
And that's a loss the city can't afford. The ripple effect is powerful. When individuals and families have financial breathing room, they invest back into their communities. They dine out, attend events, support local businesses, and contribute to the tax base, fueling public services and infrastructure.
It's a positive feedback loop. Economic stability at the household level translates directly into economic vitality at the city level. Kimball's perspective emphasizes that affordability unlocks human potential, fostering innovation and entrepreneurship by reducing personal risk. It's about recognizing people as the city's greatest asset.
And in the global context, New York isn't in a vacuum. It's competing with other major cities for talent and investment. If its cost of living becomes a major deterrent, it risks losing its competitive edge. Cities with more forward-thinking affordability strategies will become more attractive.
This isn't hyperbole, it's a stark economic reality. The decisions made now regarding affordability will shape New York's global standing for decades. It's about ensuring the city remains not just a place of aspiration, but a place of attainable opportunity. This strategic foresight is what makes the mayor-elect's focus so astute.
It's a recognition that the future strength of this metropolis is inextricably linked to the financial well-being of its residents. This brings us to Section 5, the economic imperative of accessible housing.
This section reiterates that Kimball's framing is a strategic imperative, not just a semantic shift. When housing costs consume too much income, it directly impacts economic dynamism. It forces difficult choices, leading to reduced spending on goods, services, and even investments in education.
This contraction in consumer spending has a cascading negative effect on businesses, stifling job creation and growth. So, ensuring accessible housing isn't just about social equity, it's a direct investment in the city's consumer base and its entrepreneurial spirit. It's vital for attracting and retaining a diverse workforce, too.
Exactly. High costs can deter talented individuals from entering critical sectors like tech, arts, or public services, or force them to seek opportunities elsewhere. This outflow of talent is a significant economic loss, both short-term and long-term. Kimball's perspective frames addressing affordability as a strategic allocation of resources.
It's about ensuring the continued influx and retention of the human capital that drives the city's economy. The long-term strength, as Kimball suggests, is tied to the city's ability to offer attainable opportunities. This requires viewing housing as a foundational element of economic policy.
By prioritizing affordability, the city signals its commitment to fostering an inclusive environment where individuals and businesses can thrive. This attracts further investment, encourages entrepreneurship, and sustains New York's status as a global hub. The economic imperative is clear: an affordable New York is a strong, resilient, and prosperous New York.
That really summarizes the core arguments well. Now, let's move into the conclusion and then break down the summary table, which really distills the key takeaways.
Agreed. The conclusion, charting a course for an accessible and prosperous New York, reiterates Kimball's central thesis. Affordability is a critical pivot, moving the conversation from a social concern to a fundamental economic development issue that directly impacts economic vitality and innovation.
The strategic brilliance lies in its universal impact and the broad base of support it creates. When people have more disposable income due to manageable housing costs, they invest locally, creating that ripple effect that fosters a more dynamic economy. It's an investment in human capital.
And looking ahead, the city's long-term strength and resilience are tied to this accessibility. Prioritizing affordability now is building a foundation for sustained prosperity, innovation, and global competitiveness. This requires concerted effort and a willingness to challenge traditional approaches.
Ultimately, the future of New York hinges on its capacity to ensure its economic engine is fueled by a population that can afford to live, work, and thrive within its borders. This strategic foresight, this understanding that affordability is an economic necessity, is the bedrock of a strong and enduring New York.
Now, let's break down the summary table. Under affordability as an economic driver, the key insight is Kimball's reframing itself, shifting from social welfare to a strategic imperative. This highlights how housing costs impact workforce, spending, and economic vitality, creating a virtuous cycle when people can afford to live locally.
The challenge and opportunity here lie in implementation. The challenge is finding effective solutions without stifling development, requiring innovative policy and significant investment. The opportunity is to unlock New York's full economic potential by removing cost barriers and ensuring global competitiveness. It's about moving from rhetoric to tangible results.
Next, voter resonance and political capital. The insight is that the affordability-first strategy's brilliance lies in its broad appeal, creating strong political capital. This empowers policymakers to pursue bold initiatives by addressing a fundamental cost of living that unites diverse constituencies.
The challenge is demonstrating tangible progress, which is difficult given the complexity and long-term nature of affordability issues. The opportunity is to build a lasting legacy of inclusive growth, proving that affordability is a fundamental driver of economic health and social equity for generations.
Then, long-term economic strength and resilience. The insight is that affordability is key to attracting and retaining diverse talent and families, ensuring a vibrant future workforce. It's directly linked to resilience, enabling the city to better withstand downturns and adapt to challenges. Investing in affordability now is investing in the city's future fabric.
The challenge is balancing immediate needs with long-term vision, ensuring current development doesn't hinder future affordability. The opportunity is to position New York as a global leader in sustainable urban development, proving economic growth and accessibility can coexist, securing its preeminence for decades.
Moving to human capital and innovation. The insight is that New York's greatest asset is its people, whose potential is unlocked by foundational economic security. When people have financial breathing room, they invest locally, creating a positive feedback loop that fuels innovation and entrepreneurship by reducing personal risk.
The challenge is creating an environment where talent isn't priced out, ensuring the city remains attractive to innovators across all income levels. The opportunity lies in cultivating an inclusive ecosystem where diverse perspectives flourish, driving creativity and ensuring New York remains a global beacon of opportunity.
Finally, global competitiveness. The insight is that New York must remain competitive for talent and investment, and affordability is critical. A manageable cost of living makes the city more attractive, safeguarding its position as a leading global hub. Economic success is intertwined with the accessibility of opportunity.
The challenge is implementing affordability strategies robust enough to counteract the city's high costs and prevent losing its edge to less expensive centers. The opportunity is to leverage affordability as a strategic advantage, attracting the global talent and capital needed to fuel innovation and maintain New York's world-class status.
Wow, that was a deep dive into Andrew Kimball's perspective on affordability as the cornerstone of New York City's economic development. It's clear this isn't just about housing, it's about the city's entire economic future.
Absolutely. Reframing affordability as an economic driver, understanding voter resonance, building long-term strength, investing in people, and maintaining global competitiveness, it all points to the same conclusion. A New York City that is accessible is a New York City that will thrive.
Thank you for joining us on this crucial discussion. We've covered the introduction, all five sections, the conclusion, and the detailed summary. Join us next time on Bagu Media, Finance.
See you then.